Coming up on episode number 441, it's a rare cover story on a Saturday. I don't think I've even really done a show on a Saturday in a really long time, but it's a cover story that I promised a while ago for the Smashing Pumpkins. Let's take a listen to some covers of their music as well as covers they've done. It's the Smashing Pumpkins cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Saturday afternoon. It's March 29th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of the Cover Story on Coverville, where I pick an artist and then play you several pieces of music, either covers of that artist or covers by that artist. Today, in honor of Billy Corgan's birthday, which was about a week and a half ago, we're going to do a Smashing Pumpkins cover story, and you're going to hear three covers by the Smashing Pumpkins, as well as several covers of their music. Now, let me tell you really quickly why you didn't hear the show on Thursday. We decided, since Tristan was on spring break, to take an impromptu trip to go see a couple of landmarks that I haven't seen in years, and actually one landmark I've never been to. As a Colorado native, pretty rare for me to have missed this, but the Royal Gorge, which is the tallest suspension bridge, or highest suspension bridge in the world, or at least in the United States. You'd think I'd know this. Never been there, you know, nearly 40 years of living here in this city, and I've never traveled down to see the Royal Gorge. We also went to the Great Sand Dunes National Monument, which is just amazing. It's like being on the deserts of Tatooine, but you're surrounded by snow-capped mountains, and it's just so out of place, so bizarre. Anyway, back to the music, or getting to the music anyway. Let's start with a Smashing Pumpkins cover, a cover by the Smashing Pumpkins, probably I'd consider their most famous, and this came on the album Pisces Iscariot, which I'm sure I'm going to get an email about mispronouncing. Came out in 1994. It's a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide. I like this much better than the Fleetwood Mac or the Dixie Chicks version. Here's Smashing Pumpkins. Thank you.
around. And if you see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, well, a landslide brought it down.
Awesome. That's Disarm by a German duo named Mara and David from their new album, 16 Secrets. Actually, it's new in the USA. It was just released in the US earlier this month, March 11th. The duo met at the Academy of Music in Dresden. David, who studied guitar, world music at the Thomas Fellow Academy, and then Mara studied jazz and rock and pop singing under Celine Rudolph. A great combination and a great alternative take to the heaviness of Smashing Pumpkins with a very nice acoustic performance, almost in the style of Tuck and Patty, really, to bring up another duo. Very, very nice version there of Disarm. Before that, Fleetwood Mac reinvented there with the Smashing Pumpkins, a great version of Landslide from their Pisces Iscariot album. Iscario, is it is the T silent? You tell me. 1994 album. from Smashing Pumpkins, a lot of bits and pieces on that album. I believe it was B-sides and rarities. Let me tell you not really about a sponsor of Coverville for this episode. Bluehost is sponsoring it, but you can find out about all about Bluehost on the website. Let me tell you about a sponsor again for next month. Audible returns as a sponsor of Coverville, and the book club, I don't know if we want to call it a book club, but book recommendations, audiobook recommendations, people really seem to love those. They took to it a lot better than I'd even hoped, so we're going to continue it next month, starting with the show on April 1st. April 1st, I wonder what's going on then. So if you have downloaded an audiobook that you want to recommend to other listeners, please do me a favor, send an email to me at coverville@gmail.com. In the subject line, include the word Audible and then the name of the book you're reviewing, and I will make sure to read your review on the air. And if I read your review or your recommendation, then I will send you something from the Coverville Prize Closet. I think everybody who sent one in for March has received theirs, but if not, please let me know if you haven't received anything yet. Let's get to another track here. You know, if you thought the acoustic guitar was quite a departure, quite a warming up of a Smashing Pumpkins song, you'll really like this one. It's kind of a jazzy rendition of a song that came out on their Melancholy album. This is Tonight Tonight, performed by Rachel Zee from her Everlasting album, something that came out in 2004. Here's Tonight Tonight.
1979. Cool kids never have the time. Luna, live wire, right up off the street. You and I, she.
That is the Smashing Pumpkins and their cover of Depeche Mode's Never Let Me Down Again. That comes from the tribute album that came out in 1998 called For the Masses, a tribute to Depeche Mode. Before that, 1979, originally by the Smashing Pumpkins, covered there by Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas. That comes from an iTunes Originals compilation. Basically, every once in a while, iTunes will have a featured artist on there who will re-record some of their greatest hits, and occasionally they include a cover version, and Rob Thomas happened to include that 1979 cover in his. Before that, Tonight Tonight, covered by Rachel Zee. Now, that Rachel Zee's real name is Rachel Nicolazzo, and she was born in Manhattan. She learned classical piano. Ooh, that was weird. Classical piano at age 7, and then at 15, she actually began performing in a Steely Dan cover band, and those are the tracks I want to try and track down. That is Rachel Zee with her cover of Tonight Tonight from her 2004 release, Everlasting. Getting to our last set of music here, we're going to start off with an industrial goth band. Yeah, nothing unusual there, an industrial goth band covering Smashing Pumpkins, right? Well, in this case, you'd be wrong. It's an industrial goth band from Hawaii, and there aren't a lot of those, let me tell you. They're doing a cover of Smashing Pumpkins' Cherub Rock, and this comes from a 2004 compilation called A Very Special Tribute to Smashing Pumpkins. Here's the band, Raised in Black.
Bye. Yeah.
from North Carolina, Between the Buried and Me, with their cover of Smashing Pumpkins' Geek USA. That comes from their 2006 album, Anatomy Of. And a nice little hardcore way to close out the show. Before that, you heard Smashing Pumpkins' really early recording from like 1990, their cover of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Yeah, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue. You'll find that on a great compilation. That's a really good find, actually, on Amazon. Really cheap and easy to find. 20 Explosive Dynamic Super Smash Hit Explosions. Pravda Records released three of these albums back in the early 90s, all with similar names. And they're great 70s cover albums featuring some up-and-coming bands like Smashing Pumpkins, ones that really made it big a few years later. And then we started off with Cherub Rock by Raised in Black out of Hawaii from the 2004 tribute, a very special tribute to Smashing Pumpkins. Cue up the ending music here. All right. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Sunday night. Well, that's tomorrow night with another All Request show. Get this train back on track. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums and tell me what you want to hear or ask me about the show or whatever you want to know. Again, we'll be back on Sunday night, tomorrow night, with the All Request show. And then Tuesday, I'm sure there's something going on for April Fool's Day. We'll just have to stop and see. We'll just have to wait and see what it is. All right. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.